Next case is 97-289, Shirley Landergan versus Claremont County, Ohio Sewer and Water Company.
Mr. Chief Justice, Honorable Justice of the Court, my name is Ken Zook, I represent the Shirley Landergan in this case. I would like to reserve 5 minutes of your time if you'd like. There are several important factors to consider in the case that's before the court today, from a factual standpoint. Number one, the county sewer and water department drilled a hole in the ground of the front yard of Mrs. Landergan. The county sewer and water department placed the meter in the pit, and they put the manhole cover that was designed to be permanently affixed over that hole and simply threw it on the ground over the top of the hole without affixing it. The county sewer and water department, at least once every 2 months, came to read the water meter that was located in the bottom of that pit, and continuously left this cover sit on top of the ground without it being fixed. This was a rather new subdivision. This is the Landergan and the cousin moved into this house as a new house. In the springtime, she was working in the flower bed that was close to this. She stepped backwards, stepped onto the meter pit lid cover, and it flew up in the air. Her leg went down into the pit, and the cover came back down on the way.
In the response to the motion for summary judgment, what exactly did the plaintiff file to establish this issue of fact, really to counteract the claim of that discretion was exercised? Did you have someone say it was improperly?
Yes, we filed an affidavit signed by Mr. Landergan indicating that when he came home that day, he found his wife injured, went out and looked at it, found the pit cover upside down on the hole, saw that it had never been properly affixed.
What's that mean? That's the key. He swears that he has personal knowledge that it was never properly affixed.
Well, it's part of that affidavit are two photographs. Well, the photograph shows the condition of the
okay.
The meter pit cover, and it's properly affixed. It's flipped upside down over the hole. And then the other photograph shows what happened when the county people came in, admitted that they had done it wrong, and then fixed it. And the two photographs clearly established it was not properly affixed.
Okay. The second photograph shows how it should have been affixed. Okay.
So those two photographs clearly show what was wrong and what should have been right.
But in any event, they admitted that they had affixed it wrong.
The trial court found that they had really forgotten.
How was it admitted?
In the pleadings.
Okay.
They admit negligence in their pleadings. It was found that way in the trial court, found that way in the court of appeals. The issue goes to whether or not the actions and leaving it the way that it was were discretionary, and how to exercise judgment in determining whether to acquire or use equipment, supplies, material, or personnel under 2744-03A5.
Does Hill control this case?
I think Hill controls it significantly because there are a lot of similar factors. You have an instrumentality totally under control of the county. You have knowledge because they created the problem, and until the waterworks guy knew that the person was in the pit, knew that he had been instructed, don't turn the water on. In this case, they knew that the hole was in the ground, and this is not just a little hole. The meter's down below cross line, it has to be below 36 inches. They know that this is a deep hole, and they know that the cover was never put on. I guess it was done very, maybe the waterworks personnel came from the same gene pool. They didn't want to do any work. Instead of taking the lid off each time, there's a bolt that attaches it, taking the bolt off, sliding the lid on, reading the meter, they just wanted to kick it aside. Read the meter and kick it back open. It is our contention, and it has been from the beginning, this is not a discretionary act. We suggest it would be discretionary when you decide, are we going to put a water line in or not? Where are we going to put it? What kind of meter are we going to use? What kind of lid are we going to use? But once you decide to do that, you can't just raise a 3-foot deep hole in somebody's front yard and argue that you can't be sued because it's a discretionary act.
Is it your community? I understand you didn't argue 2744.02b2, which says political subdivision liable injury, death, or loss of personal property caused by the negative performance of acts by their employees with respect to proprietary functions of the political subdivision. So was that wasn't argued?
Well, I think that's the starting point in any one of these cases. First, you have to establish whether it's a proprietary governmental function. That was established,
established here by
Judge Walker. He found that this is a proprietary function, not a governmental function.
Does the discretionary, do you have to look to see whether under that section, do you have to determine whether it's discretionary or not?
No, Your Honor. I think what you have to do is first decide whether it's governmental or proprietary. Then, once you establish that, you decide, okay, there can be liability on the part of the government. Then you look at the exclusions which are provided in 2744.03.
Those are defenses. Those are defenses.
Yeah, they're defenses.
Those defenses are exclusions to liability.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a finding of negligence. We have to decide whether or not these exclusions exist. And then even if you find the exclusion exists, then you can get around the exclusion by the element of recklessness as opposed to negligence. The judge here found it was discretionary. And it's our position that clearly it's not discretionary. It's not a discretionary act. And as we stated in our brief, this court in the past has talked about what's discretionary and what isn't. As I previously said, stated this morning, we don't believe that that's a discretionary act. The other things about making policy, deciding what to do, whether you're going to do it or not is fine, but to have a meter reader out there deciding policy simply shouldn't be that way, and we suggest it isn't that way. So under the circumstances, we believe that this is not a discretionary act, and
therefore A5 doesn't apply.
A5 doesn't apply. If someone were to find that A5 does apply, the next issue is whether or not they acted recklessly. And we believe that that issue should have at least been submitted to the trier of fact. If the court was going to find that it was discretionary, try to back and find them under these circumstances, it is perversely disregarding the known risk to leave a 36-inch deep hole in somebody's yard and secure. And I think if you ask anyone, if the government does this on the highway, we're going to leave a 36-inch deep hole unsecured, clearly that's a reckless act. To do it, there's no difference between whether you do it in a highway or whether you do it in someone's yard. And that's basically the position. Positions that we bring before the court today.
Thank you, Mr. Brooke. Ms. Burke.
Mr. Chief Justice, this is Justice of the Council. In response to Justice Cook's question, there is absolutely no evidence that the sewer district improperly affixed the sewer cover to the meter prior to Mrs. Landrigan's landscaping gardening activity.
Do those two photos, there are two photos according to counsel, one showing the lid in the position that it was after the fall, and then a photo showing it being secured.
After?
Yeah, right.
Everything is after. We have no pictures of before.
Well, he doesn't really have to prove on summary judgment that it wasn't. He has to show that it might have been, that it, it's a question of fact, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Does that say that wouldn't be sufficient, that the photo of the lid having obviously flipped up and turned over, and then a way to affix it The second photo shows that it can be secured, I gather. Would that not show that perhaps it wasn't secured when she fell?
I agree with you, and
at least to raise a question. It would at least raise a question of fact, wouldn't it?
I agree, and I think, in all honesty, I think that the summary judgment motion with regard to the negligent installation was probably premature.
But the issue that becomes, I guess you're saying, you should have won on the discretion period. Your side properly was granted summary judgment on the subject of it being discretionary to leave the lid unsecured.
What I have to say is that those motions, summary judgment motions, were basically proceedings. Mm-hmm. We had absolutely no factual development in this case. We had no, the allegations seemed very confused, and the complaint was about decision making, decisions to install, and that is what the county initially responded to, because we do believe things like decisions such as deciding to put a water meter outdoors, deciding to have water meters at all, as opposed to the...
But that decision has been made, has it not? Now we're at the point where there's a decision to be made to put a water meter at this location. That's probably a policy decision, or maybe it's by a manual that if you have a house and somebody requests water, they get a water meter. That's a policy decision. But installing the meter and the lid on the channel that the meter sits in, that's not policy, is it? Isn't that?
I agree. I think that's what the allegation is now. The allegation is that the installer didn't actually follow the sewer district's policy. I believe that's what we're now alleging. And like I said, I think we actually need to go back and do discovery on this matter to determine exactly what the allegations are. It is. I think that there are aspects of construction, the decision making to construct, the types of materials we decide to use that we would be immune from properly under Frank V. Lopez and the other the cases of this court. We didn't get there. I think there's confusion in the allegations.
Counsel, doesn't, as Justice Douglas asked, doesn't Hill just control this accident is about a effective installation?
As I understand, Hill, you have a supervisor of the, I believe it was county or city, and the person actually is giving notice to him three times, almost incomprehensible, as I can understand it, factual situation where you have, don't turn on the water, you have a guy down the pit, don't turn on the water, you have a guy down the pit, and the supervisor says, turn on the water, don't even have, I think he almost reached the level of recklessness there.
Okay, well, what you're saying to us is that your client is immune enough to the extent that this case is built upon the notion that the water, the facility shouldn't have been there at all. That is a judgment, discretionary call for which there is immunity. But there is at least a leg of this case that's based on effective installation. And you seem to be conceding on that leg of the case, you don't have
immunity. What aspect of the installation do you want to complain about? If it is, we should use different materials, if there hasn't been enough discovery here for us to know what the allegation is. I think it's difficult to argue what we're immune from when we don't know what the allegation is.
Yes, I got the impression that it wasn't secure. It wasn't at all properly secured. It's just locked down there. It's not fastened or bolted or secured in the fashion that it's designed for.
And that
doesn't that seem to be the case?
Opposing counsel in his plea talks about decision making. install this piece of equipment. And this is what we were responding to decisions. I agree with you, a water meter, or installer, is not a thinker. They're a doer. We tell them how to do it. Now, if he has some right with our decision in how to tell him the actual blueprint, so to speak, thinking is what's protected.
Your argument seems to be that the pleadings indicated that this was not a case in which the plaintiff was arguing that the policy was not implemented properly, that it was not, that it was defectively implemented, but that the policy itself was the way that, where the pleadings read, that the plaintiff was questioning the policy somehow of how you install these or how you, that's correct.
That's what we were trying to respond to, but I concede that for a motion for summary judgment, you're supposed to, the law requires us to broadly construe what the allegations are, so we'll go back and we'll do discovery and we'll figure out what happened.
How does this case get all the way up here when it seems to be a pretty simple matter? I mean, it almost sounds like the two of you agree. He says he can't recover for discretionary decisions as to whether or not to put the main there or some, or meter there or some other place. He acknowledges that, so judgment call for which you're in the end. You seem to acknowledge that it is not properly fastened down and installed. That's a negligent act for which your client would be responsible.
I think we got stuck on whether the lid was defective itself and needed to be replaced. I agree with you, though. We need to go back and do some discovery and figure out what the allegation actually is, and then I think we can more narrowly focus on what we're immune from.
So we need to go back and settle this case.
We don't agree with some of the facts as alleged, but I understand why he's eager to do that, because we haven't.
In any event, the installation of a water system is a proprietary function. If it's not a discretionary matter to install a lid, described as high thought, deep thinking, there's a number of ways the cases describe them. If it isn't that, case is over. That's what Hill says. It's clearly a proprietary function. You're ready to concede that now, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. It's a proprietary function, then you've got maybe one defense. What?
It's proprietary, but we haven't been able to make anybody happy. I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, it's fine.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Berg. Mr. Zucchi, you saved a little over 7 minutes.
I probably won't use all of that 7 minutes, but I do think that there are a couple of things I simply would like very briefly read to the record. Paragraph 3 of the complaint states, on May 1, 1993, while working in the flower bed adjacent to the water meter cover, she stepped on the water meter cover, and it being improperly installed and maintained came open, causing her leg and part of her body to fall into the meter hole. Next sentence, as a result of the aforementioned negligence, she suffered injuries, incurred certain expenses, and indicate that it's permanent. The affidavit that was submitted in response to the motion for summary judgment by Mr. Lazarus, the second paragraph, affidavit states that when he examined the water meter lid and its enclosure, it became obvious it was never properly installed. The enclosure has a rim running around the top of it and flange that sticks out of the body. The flange should be underground. From the photographs taken after my wife was injured, it is obvious that the whole thing is upside down, which simply could not have happened by merely stepping on it if it was properly installed. I think we responded, and quite frankly, I don't know how we got this far. Clearly, we alleged negligence in our complaint. Clearly, we established facts in our affidavit showing that it was improperly installed. The judge turned his decision on the basis of this being discretionary.
Opposing counsel said he pled a whole lot more of it. He pled things that got into the discretionary decision of where to put these things and all of that, and that's what muddied the water. Is that part of the problem there?
I don't see it as a problem. What I see it is...
What did you plead all those other things?
Well, my first cause of action was negligence. The second was loss of consortium for the husband. The third, I alleged recklessness in case the court did find that it was discretionary. I alleged recklessness. The fourth cause of action was deliberate decision to install it.
So you did get into the decision to...
Well, deliberate decision to install it improperly, just throwing it on the ground, giving it a water main breather's not. The county commissioners and the people who make policy, and I asked if you know the damage because of the nature of just the way they did it, throwing it on the ground and not fastening it. And if you do it right, you put it over the hole, you put the dirt up or over the flange, so you probably have 3 or 4 inches of dirt over this flange, and all you then can see is the circle at the top of the cover. And instead, the flange and everything is sitting on top of the ground. Inevitably, someone's going to get hurt. I suggest not only is that negligence, it's not discretionary, but it's downright reckless. And under any of the theories that I advanced, I should have been entitled to present it to the prior fact. My affidavit for summary judgment clearly put those facts in issue. And the court simply said it is negligence, but it's discretionary, and because it's discretionary, I'm finding there's immunity. Never let me get to the issue of recklessness. And if the argument that we had in the trial court is only 6 pages long, it doesn't take long to read, and everything that I said today, I said then, and I said it in the Court of Appeals, and I don't know how we got here today.
Yeah, there's a certified conflict.
Thank you. Case is submitted. You'll be advised of our opinion.